The latest population data for the Cook Inlet beluga whale shows the species is still declining. Biologists estimate there are 321 whales this year, down from 375 in 2007 and 2008. It's the third lowest estimate since 1994. Barbara Mahoney is a biologist with the National Marine Fisheries Service. She says overall, the population has fallen about 1.5% per year.
It just reinforces that our data that shows the gradual that the population is gradually declining. So we're working on making protective and measures conservation efforts to eventually recover and have the population start to increase.
The Cook Inlet beluga was listed as an endangered species in October 2008. NIMFS is currently working on a proposal to designate critical habitat that should be released by the end of the month and will be followed by public hearings and a public comment period. The final rule will be released next fall. Brad Smith is working on the proposal. He says critical habitat will include areas in the inlet the whales rely on to find food and raise their young. He says once the habitat is set, it won't put an end to development.
The designation of critical habitat doesn't carry with it any prohibitions or restrictions like you might find with designating an area as a wilderness or a park. It only obligates a federal agency who are proposing to conduct any work or permit any activities within that critical habitat to consult with National Marine Fisheries Service on whether or not their work is going to impact the critical habitat for these whales.
Smith says the agency will also start work on a recovery plan for the species beginning next year.